Well, this week we've been hearing mixed reaction to the temporary nuclear deal with Iran. The six-month deal is meant to buy time for a more comprehensive one. It offers Iran some economic relief in exchange for restrictions on its nuclear program. Critics say it's a disaster. A bipartisan group of senators is planning a vote on legislation that would call for more oversight. Supporters say it's a diplomatic breakthrough. When President Obama called Iranian President Rouhani 2 months ago, it was the first contact between the two countries' leaders in 34 years. Well, our next guest, Rodney Rocky Sickman, is well aware of why that is. He was a Marine sergeant in 1979 when Iranian militants stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, taking 66 hostages. He now is military sales director for Budweiser in St. Louis, and he's speaking out against the deal. He says every decade the Iranians have misbehaved. Rocky, make your case.
It's very concerning and upsetting when it's very straightforward. Here's a country that basically held hostages, that then got in to the Iran-Contra affair, arms for hostages, which then provided IEDs that killed our troops and crippled them in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, they've done nothing but wrong. It should be as simple as, listen, you stop the nuclear capability program, and then we'll release sanctions. But until then, Iran has really not shown us that they want to be a better country. It definitely does hurt, Robin.
Some of the others who were held hostage with you have spoken out in favor of the deal. Former hostages, including John Limbert, point out, to say that the U.S. and Iranians could never agree isn't true. If it were, you'd still be in Tehran.
My whole point of view is for 34 years, it was the intent of those that took us, and that's the radical mullahs that are still in power. They just have different puppets that are put in face of everybody. But they basically have humiliated President Carter, President Reagan with the Iran-Contra affair, Bush, Clinton, and on and on and on. And now President Obama is working to try to open relationships. But to me, Iran, they're masters at negotiating and extending negotiations, and all of a sudden they stretch it out and that president leaves. Why should we, you know, give anything more when it's a country where the radical mullahs teach the young to hate the great Satan, which is America, and hate Israel?
Well, what about the point that's being made again by some other former hostages, that this is a different time? It's not about trusting Iran. It's about recognizing that Iran can see that a deal is in their best interest. And John Limbert, again, is one of many who thinks that the Iranians are saying, we like to stay in power. We've seen the alternatives in Tunisia and Egypt. In other words, this is the era of the Arab Spring, and they have a different point of view now.
And you know what? There should be negotiations at one day. But number one, Iran must be held accountable for what they did. I mean, on November 4th of 1979, 65 people, then they let 14 go. 52 men and women were raped of their freedom, their dignity, and their pride. And Iran has never been held accountable for that atrocity. And then afterwards, why wouldn't they have done everything else? Because they've never been held accountable.
Well, let's talk about that. A terrible time. Either you lived through the news accounts, you lived through, obviously, the event, and then, of course, the movie Argo really brought it home. And you and other hostages have tried to sue the Iranian government for damages. But the U.S. State Department and courts in the U.S. have constantly turned that down, citing the Algiers Accords. Now, these are the accords that were issued in 1981 as part of the agreement made by then-President Jimmy Carter and the Iranian government to release you and the hostages. And those accords prohibit you from suing, but they also seem to ban any sanctions and any U.S. intervention in Iranian affairs. And there are a lot of people who feel that this is hypocritical. There are sanctions which violate the accords. Why can't there be lawsuits? Your thoughts?
Well, we were tied for the first 30 days. We were locked in a room for 400 days. I went outside seven times out of 444 days. Mock firing squads, Russian roulette, were, you know, in a never-ending situation. From November 4th to January 20th, there was a gun pointed to us. And yes, there was a gathering of the hostages that wanted to sue Iran. And you know what? We went to court for years. Iran wasn't there, but our Department of Defense and State basically came and stated that the hostages cannot sue due to the Algiers Accord. I mean, that hurt, Robin. Mm. That's like somebody raping you of your freedom, and I come in, and I know the person that did this to you, and I say, hey, Judge, you can't do that. We signed an agreement 5 minutes before he let her go that you can't sue her. I mean, and that's what Iran did, and that's why Iran's masters at negotiating, where they made President Carter, hey, before they are released, you got to sign this agreement stating that they can't sue us. But again, Robin, it would have been completely different had the Iranians, or January 20th of 1981, had they released US 52 and they turned around and start educating their young that the great Satan, America, is a wonderful country, and yes, Israel is another country, but instead, they didn't go towards the good. They went towards the worst.
But what about those who say, but there's a bigger picture here? As terrible as your time was, if we have the opportunity, if this is the time, if the iron is hot, do it, because it's too important.
Iran must be held accountable first for what they did.
Well, they say they have mechanisms in place to account for what they do going forward. You're saying they have to be held accountable for what they did in the past.
Absolutely. And then show the rest of the world, this is our template. If you attack an American embassy, we will hunt you down. It might take 34 years, but we will make you pay. And then you will never do that again. And if you do, the next time anybody steps foot over that line of that American embassy should leave in a body bag, if not brought over responsibly.
That's former Marine Sergeant Rodney Rocky Sickman. He was the Marine Sergeant stationed in the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in November 1979 when militants took it over and took him and over 60 others hostage. Rocky, thanks so much for talking to us today.
No, thank you for remembering the hostages, Robin.
Quick note now on another story we're following. A judge has handed a victory to the town of Irwindale, California, in its dispute with the company that makes the Sriracha hot sauce. The judge filed an injunction yesterday ordering the factory to partially shut down after neighbors complained of the spicy smell. The judge said, well, there's no evidence that residents' breathing problems and watering eyes could be linked to the factory. The smell is annoying, and the case could go to trial, but the town is trying to reach an agreement outside of court. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.